Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
New enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. So you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, folks, here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I just wanted to show you this really quick. Isn't this amazing? Look at this, folks. Elon Musk, the Satanist. You look right up in the top left corner. Elon's got his Baphomet outfit on, his satanic outfit on, and he's quoting scriptures just like Jesus. He said this, folks, Elon Musk, the Satanist, his mother of his children, her name is Grimes. She calls herself a witch. His mother is a part of the occult, flashing Illuminati signs left and right all over the place. But Elon wants us all to believe now he's a good guy, folks. Matter of fact, Elon posted on his Twitter account, Jesus taught love and kindness and forgiveness. Yep, you never notice that those globalists, it's interesting how when they make reference to Jesus, it's never the scripture that corrects or instructs or reproves. It's never scriptures that judge the wicked, because then they would be indicting themselves, friends, and they can't have that. But again, what I'm highlighting right now is Elon Musk talking about how Jesus taught love and kindness and forgiveness. Apparently, he has forgotten the judgment seat. I'll get to that later. He said, I used to think that turning the other cheek was weak. He said, I used to think that turning the other cheek was weak and foolish. But Elon Musk says, I was the fool for not appreciating its profound wisdom. Isn't that interesting? We have a blatant terror, Satanist. I was going to call him a terrorist. But what's interesting is I have a blatant Satanist here talking and quoting scripture directly from the mouth of Jesus. Isn't that what Satan himself did? This is Elon Musk's outfit. I'm highlighting this again, friends, because people have short memories. That's how these corrupt globalists get away with the things that they get away with, is because of the short memories of the people on a global basis. So they continuously do it over and over and over again. But it's amazing to see the approbation, the approval of the people on a global basis for that of Elon Musk and the professed Christians and the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, they say that, well, like Elon, he's not perfect neither, as he wears a Baphomet outfit with a goat's head on it and a cross upside down. I mean, they must think the same thing of the like of Adolf Hitler or Satan himself. I guess Satan himself couldn't help himself either, because after all, we're not all perfect, no. But again, not understanding scripture, the Bible does say where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, and that of Romans 5:20. And I think I find also in scripture in 1 Corinthians 9:27 that if I don't practice what I preach, that I'm considered a castaway. I don't understand these people. Well, I do understand these people. I understand how they get away with what they get away with, because, again, friends, what they rely on is the biblically and the constitutionally illiterate, on, not just in America, but on a global basis. That's how they get away with the things that they get away with. That's why you have an Elon Musk who's a player. Again, the mainstream media is giving him all the attention he needs and wants right now, and driving business over to his cars that he didn't create. Apparently the people, and I'm being a little facetious, but I'm also being serious, apparently the people have forgotten that this is the guy that wants to put a chip in the back of their head so they can all be controlled, countered, and monitored. I think the people have definitely forgotten all of this. And why is that? Because they're failing to judge them by their fruit, the way that Jesus told us that we are to judge men in Matthew 5:16. I want to show you something, and it will make perfect sense, and I got to do this fairly quickly for the first segment here. But what you're going to see on this screen, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. What you're going to see is you're going to see on the left side of your screen, you're going to see the American military shamefully act in such a degree that they act. On the right side, you're going to see the Chinese military, and you're going to see the discipline that goes along with their military. And it's interesting that this video was just put out not too long ago, because how many times have I made reference to that of China and Russia, folks? Because those are the two countries that are going to knock you down when the politicians within are actually succeeding or are successful in creating the domestic insurrection that they've longed for so many decades in this country. But I want you to look at this, and again, on the left side is the American military. On the right side is that of the Chinese military. You tell me what's wrong, Americans. We have a woman on the left side dancing around like an absolute goon, while everybody else on the right, the Chinese military, is completely disciplined, in line and in order, locked in step. On the left side, you see the American military with that of a gay flag on the left side. And you see on the right where they're willing to go ahead and execute these people, the Chinese are. On the left side of the screen, again, what you're going to see is a homosexual making mockery of the American military. And on the right side, you're going to see the Chinese military, again, going through war games as the American military is making a mockery out of everything. Folks, we're being dumbed down on so many different levels, and if you think that this is a joke, well, if they say a picture is worth a thousand words, what must a 1.5-minute video be? Right side of the screen, this is the Chinese. On the left side, you see Black Lives Matter flags flying in the military, generals in American military telling the troops that they should be willing to die for Israel. On the right side, Chinese war games being played out who are and will be used against the American people, and so will Russia. Just give it a little time. You'll see the manifestation of that. And we've warned you for 17 years that this was coming, and it's coming, folks. It's coming. Now we have on the left side of the screen women acting as if they're in sexual positions. They're in the military. They have no business being in the military. And on the right side of the screen, you'll see the Chinese military, again, in lock and in step. On the left side of the screen, you'll see the American military at West Point, all giving, guess what, friends? They are giving their sign. And what is their sign? Their sign is Black Power, Black Lives Matter. That's what's going on, friends, in that of West Point even now. Black Power, and on the right side, the military that will, in fact, be used against America as we know it. Our military has become an absolute joke.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customers. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got lots of videos I need to show you today, and I will cover every one of them as far as the narration goes. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, all that which is taking place in this country is happening in plain sight. What it's literally like for me, myself, and I is to watch an earthquake, for the earth to open up, and you're warning all the people on both the right side and the left side concerning what's happening right in front of the people's faces, and they're being sucked into this big gaping hole called eternity. And they want to ignore the obvious, that which is in plain sight. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take the day, and I'm going to show you some information. I've got so much information, and it's been coming in all day by listeners and those that are social media watchers, so on and so forth. But I just pick and choose as to what is most important that will get a reaction from the American people to respond lawfully to what's going on here. What I want to show you now is I want to show you this. This is brand new. And you guys all heard that Christy Alley just died, right? Remember the short illness? Remember what they've said? The doctors warned us that once they take the experimental jab, what it'll do, it will just unleash itself and it will attack the person's immune system. And that's why they want to get you a second booster and a third booster to basically finish off the job. But many doctors have told us once they take these experimental jabs, what it does is it attacks the system and breaks it down. And if they make it to the first phase, that's why they want the second booster or the third booster for those that have survived the first and the second boosters. Well, this is happening right in front of our face. Just today, again, I got another download of videos from friends that are sending information out saying, look at all the people that are dying those that are dying on the soccer field, the football field, the basketball courts. Wherever it may be, friends, they're just falling over dead. Well, we have another one right here, and I want you to see it. This is a talk show host. This one is just released to me today, and I want you to check this out. Look at the guy on the left side. He's a commentator. And what's happening is he's having a seizure right now because he took the experimental jab. Now he's having a stroke right in front of our faces, folks. This is all on live TV. All on live TV. Okay? Again, just highlighting the fact that, friends, these things are happening right in front of our faces, and the American people act as if there's not a cause for alarm, which bewilders me to no end. I have a whole list of people that just died last night and today, all of that which you know of. Again, like I said, Christy Alley, Christy McVie from that of Fleetwood Mac died yesterday. I could spend all day, every day, folks, just highlighting the people that everybody knows that have died. Yesterday, I took the time to share with most that were listening that Mike Adams from National News did a report back in January 3rd of this year, almost 1 year ago, where the insurance companies were saying that there's a cause for alarm that over 100,000 people were dying in the United States alone. And obviously, what was staring us right in the face was these experimental jabs that were being forced on us by the said governments and corporations that work hand in glove, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And we have been faithful every step of the way, friends, to continuously highlight these crimes that are being committed against the American people. Now, I also want you to remember, friends, during this time, while there is a genocide taking place on a global basis, the genocide that we all see happening right in front of our faces, also keep in mind, I've also warned that at the same time, simultaneously, they're trying to disarm the American people. Now, right before the show, I literally got this from one of my friends in Michigan, and I want you to hear. You know what? I guess I can't play the video. I can't share the information because there's too much feedback going on. I'm not at my live studio in Minnesota right now. But it's highlighting from a Second Amendment organization that in the state of Michigan, again, as is to suggest, the people in the state of Michigan reelected Governor Whitmer, who was undermined by the state Supreme Court not once but twice, who was undermined by the people over and over and over again and called out for her tyrannical acts and her unconstitutional executive orders over and over again. Well, now that she's been reelected and the people in Michigan believe it to be so, well, they're being dummied down to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is, and that's all a Alinsky tactic, caused the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. No, this is all being done through deceptive measures in leading you to believe that there's a lot more of the bad guys than there is the good guys. Just not true. But going back to the state of Minnesota, Michigan, interestingly enough, Guns and Gadgets just took the time here. I'll show you his face right now, and I'll put it on social media platforms so when you get a moment, you can check it out. But this guy right here is highlighting the fact that Michigan right now is trying to ban the Second Amendment. They want to go after the manufacturers. They want to have to go. They want to go after the gun owners. From top to bottom, friends, they want to do it all because they need to disarm the people on a global scale. And for some reason, California and Michigan have been the testing grounds for these full-blown communists to do so. I just posted that URL onto social media platforms. Please watch it at your leisure. And please take the time to watch it, not during the show, but after. Again, I've got too much to show you. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Isn't this kind of odd, friends? Remember I had forewarned you of that of Matt Gaetz? They're putting him up as to be a hero, too. Just like Marjorie Taylor Greene, just like this Lauren Boebert. Goof, just like any other Rand Paul, Jim Jordan, you know them, the great American appeasers. Remember how I highlighted that Matt Gaetz was under investigation for what? Child trafficking. And remember how I told you, friends, that what they're doing right now is Matt Gaetz is extorted, and he is extorted, and he needed to pay the price. And what he did to pay the price is he deceived the American people into causing you to believe that he's one of the good guys. Folks, I am telling you, Matt Gaetz is guilty of child trafficking. He is guilty of child trafficking. He's been under investigation for child trafficking. And because he showed his allegiance to the establishment that you all say that you're sick and tired of, guess what? Does Matt Gaetz get 11 years in prison, or does his former associate get 11 years in prison? See, and that's when you look at a Mitch McConnell, that's when you look at a Ted Cruz, that's when you look at any others that are put up in the face of the American people as being your unsung heroes. Well, they're trying to make sure that they are singing heroes, but the fact of the matter is they're putting them up as the good guys. But one question that needs to be begged is this: where's the judgment? Where's the justice? We're not done yet. We're not done yet, because this is brand new information too. Remember this guy, Rand Paul? Well, Doug Billings' report, News from the Right Side, says that Rand Paul now is responsible for 7 million people that have been killed by the experimental jabs because of Fauci, and we have caught him red-handed. Rand Paul wants you to know that they now caught Anthony Fauci red-handed. Isn't this the same Rand Paul that I continuously told you about? His staff will not call this show back to get on the radio with me or television with me because he doesn't want to be asked real questions. He's a sellout just like the rest of them, Luke 22:48. Also keep in mind, Rand Paul is fleecing the likes of you and me for more money so he can accumulate wealth unto himself. But again, the question that needs to be begged to those that are watching and listening to the show today is, where's the justice? There is no justice, folks. These are all individuals that are controlled operatives working in the face of the people because they want you to be appeased, as if to suggest that they are representing the rights of the American people, when, again, nothing could be further from the truth. So Rand Paul is now coming out and saying that, according to this report by Doug Billings, that Rand Paul has now found that 7 million people have died because of Fauci, and we've caught him red-handed. Wasn't it Anthony Fauci that was just out 3 days ago threatening the people again? Why, yes, it was. So what's the difference between Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci? Absolutely nothing. Well, Bradley, that's pretty extreme. No, that's pretty true. What they're doing is extreme, to say the least. And what am I talking about? Rand Paul, while he was allegedly grilling Fauci on the floor, his wife was going behind closed doors and buying stock in Remdesivir. Folks, I can't make it up. I just can't make it up, folks. But again, this is what is happening. You get these set representatives of the people. They're not representing the law, friends, because if they were representing the law, you wouldn't have an Anthony Fauci. You wouldn't have a Joe Biden. You wouldn't have a Barack Obama. You wouldn't have a Hillary Clinton. You wouldn't have the Bushes getting away with the conspiratorial crimes that they're guilty of committing. America, justice guards our liberty. We need justice, and they're not bringing it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led January 6 committee plans to make criminal referrals following their investigation into last year's attack on the Capitol. That's according to the chairman, Benny Thompson. The Democrat didn't reveal who may be referred for charges, but he said there's a discussion being had about those who allegedly lied during the investigation. One item under discussion in Congress is U.S. aid to Ukraine. to help them defend against the Russian invasion. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, discusses the importance of aid to Ukraine on the Senate floor.
I hope it sinks in for all members in attendance just how critical U.S. aid has been, not just for our allies, but for our own protection.
President Biden is hosting Apple CEO Tim Cook during a visit to a new computer chip plant in Phoenix, Arizona, Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Into the Sons of Liberty. If you got questions or comments, folks, I see them on social media platforms. Let everybody know what's going on in your minds and in your hearts. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let me just say this. Someone had just said, so Bradley, other possibly than Alan Keyes, who is it that we support? I can tell you who I support. Those that are upholding the law. I support those that I can see their scars on them. Those that have gotten testimony. The Bible says we're supposed to prove those that we labor among. And we're to prove them in the things that they do. If they're in the fight with me, and I see them going through the same things that I'm going through, the trials and the tribulations, the persecutions, the lying, the so on and so forth, folks, that's how we're supposed to test the man. We don't test them by the fact that nobody says anything about them. Hey, folks, the people that you're accustomed to that say nothing about them, like your favorite conservatives, do a little Google search on the likes of a Rush Limbaugh or a Sean Hannity or a Glenn Beck. You tell me about the enemies that they don't have, and I'll tell you why they don't have enemies. Because they're not a threat to the establishment. They are subservient to their golden calves, their sponsors. They're not fueling resolve when it comes to the justice that's needed in this country. No, they're continuously fueling the divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, dividing people one against another as they tear at this political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. I am a support of those that are in the fight doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry. One more point I want to make. So someone has just said, I think it's pointless focusing on federal government when the state and local government needs to be cleaned up. You're exactly right, and I totally agree with you, Lori. But I also want to say this. I also want you to understand that what I'm showing you right now it's a reflection of what the American people tolerate, regardless if it's coming from federal government or state government, or first and foremost, the church in America. I'm not magnifying the crimes. I'm magnifying the law against the crimes at every given show. And throughout my shows, I'm constantly pointing my finger back to show you that we must get back to God's word to bring about the result that we claim that we all desire. Isaiah 26:9, Isaiah 51:4, Psalm 9:16-17, the heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. The very person of God is righteousness and judgment, folks. Did you hear what I said? The heart of God is righteousness and judgment. The very habitation of his throne is what? Righteousness and judgment. And if we understand who he is and what our forefathers have established in this country, namely the likes of James Madison, remember at Yorktown, on the walls at the museum, that's where we broke the back of the English during the Revolutionary War, the War of Independence. James Madison, the father of the Constitution, said that we are a government that is set upon justice and judgment. The American people have forgotten that, and yet it's above the heads of the Supreme Court and justices in Washington, D.C., where it gives you the answers that you claim that you're looking for. If it's really what you're looking for, the only person that can empower you to bring about the result that we all need is the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of Moses, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. My finger's always pointed back to him, and that is our only hope. He is our only hope, and I'm not going to him in hopes of sparing my own backside. No, I lost my life 23 years ago, okay? I'm in hopes that we can give unto our posterity a future and a hope, regardless of what it costs us. Remember what Thomas Paine said. He was the one that wrote the book Common Sense. Read it when you get a moment. It's a short book, but that is the spark that lit the fuse to the War of Independence. Thomas Paine said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time. Let the trouble come in my time. That's the voice of one that's been born again of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. Not capitulation, and I could go over to 2 Corinthians 7:10-11 even now to highlight that, but for the sake of time, I want to stick to the plan here. Because I want to make a couple more points. So I want you to think about this. I just highlighted Matt Gaetz, who was blatantly busted in sex trafficking of minors. He was busted. I told you before, they're testing him to see if he's going to show his allegiance to this global order. He is. He set himself up as controlled opposition. Did he get charged? Nope. Because he's loyal to the system, they're always going to have it hanging over the top of his head that you do what we say, Matt, or else we're going to expose you for child trafficking. That's how they're all controlled, because they're all controlled opposition. Well, some will say, what is controlled opposition? Let me tell you. Controlled opposition is a term used to describe a movement led by government agents. They're actors. They're clowns in the circus of politics. Let me say it again. Controlled opposition is a term used to describe a movement led by government agents. Over the course of time, these agents or officials have adapted this technique to overcome their adversaries. The term is also used to describe a situation in which a leader will show up at a scene and deliver bits of truth or confirmation to the public. And as the result, the public then trusts these leaders and follows the sheep, or follows them like sheep, and becomes blind to the truth. Becomes blind to the truth. That's right. Okay, but like I said yesterday on yesterday's show, and I mean to say it on today's show, I can't find in Scripture any other place where as to how we're supposed to judge men but by the fruits that they bear on the branches of their trees. And that is clearly found in Matthew 7:16. And I can go into greater detail concerning that. I'm thinking of 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 as well. We judge them by the fruit that they produce, dear friends. The fruit that they produce. Over the last 3 years, we have been highlighting this pandemic, and it's still rolling out right in front of our faces, friends. It's still rolling out right in front of our faces. Look at the damage that has been done. You just heard the controlled operative, Rand Paul, say that Fauci is responsible for 7 million dead. 7 million dead. By the way, the CDC is also reporting more people are dead from the said vaccines than are not. And it's amazing how we have those statistics coming directly from the CDC, but the mainstream media says something opposite, and all of you good people out there, you believe what they say, the mainstream media. I don't know how that works, Romans 1:18. You hold the truth and unrighteousness. In other words, the bad people know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. Oh, that's offensive. Good. I'd rather offend you, sir. I'd rather offend you, ma'am, straight into heaven rather than to sit there and kiss up to you as you go to hell. Read Proverbs 27, verse 5 when you get a moment. But look at all the destruction. Look at all the deaths that we have seen, both young and old. It doesn't matter. With all of the foreknowledge that we have, with all of the stuff that's coming out, this information of this massive epidemic of massive proportions directly induced by that of these experimental jabs. Isn't it amazing that the American people have forgotten who's responsible for opening the curtains to these people and the floodgates to these people? I just seen this where it says Trump's latest delusion that I am the father of the vaccine. He's the father of all of this. But yet, when you go onto social media platforms, it's absolutely amazing how Donald Trump is played off in such a fashion that he has. I mean, honestly, gosh, Jeremiah 5:21 comes to my aid. You have eyes, but you see not. That is a scary place to be. You have ears, and you hear not. That's a scary place to be. Even after January 6th of enticing his followers, Acts 12:22, to come to the Capitol, then he promised to lead them to the Capitol, which he failed to do, by the way, but he did entice his followers to come to D.C. He also said that of his followers, these are the people that are not going to take any more of this. They were set up from start to finish by Donald Trump. And it was interesting as they were enticed and they were entrapped by the FBI. We all know this. They were all enticed and entrapped by that of and led to the Capitol by paid provocateurs getting off of buses. This is all on film. Go to Gateway Pundit. You'll find the video on the right side of their page. And then they were accused of the crimes of the D.C. police. I don't know if you've seen this or not. Anybody and everybody knows that whole event was orchestrated because it was an attack on you, Americans, you Christian conservatives. It was an attack on you, and they're going forward. Do you know that now some of the congressmen are calling forth, bringing forth an award ceremony to give the police awards in Washington, D.C., and protecting them from those bad Christian Americans? And how many years have I told you they're creating domestic, creating domestic insurrection, but also creating domestic terrorists? Well, DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, already defined you 72 definitions of what a domestic terrorist is. Anybody that's a Christian, believes in the Constitution, believes in the Second Amendment, believes in pro-life, the list goes on. Everybody that's subversive to Americans, or America as we know it, was not on that list, but those that hold to their Christian faith and to the Constitution of the United States, you're the ones that are deemed the enemies of the state. I mean, again, but I got more to say on this with the delusion of the father of the vaccine, because so many people have forgotten who's the one that opened the floodgates in the first place. It was Donald Trump.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Media platforms just got done sharing that all of the Trump supporters, they have a big surprise waiting for them. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go over there because I want to see exactly what was said. And it was talking about how they have a big surprise coming, speaking of Donald Trump and the truth of who he is. Well, again, if we're not going to judge him by his fruit, then everything else that we're going to share with you is going to go for naught because you're refusing to judge men according to the Word of God in Matthew 5:16. Okay, so I just highlighted the fact that Donald Trump called himself the father of the vaccine. You've now seen the fruit of these experimental jabs in the mass murder, genocide, taking place on the global basis, and regardless of all the facts, they keep pushing it. I also highlighted the fact during the last segment, friends, that Donald Trump is the one that enticed his followers, his worshipers, to come to D.C., to be enticed, to be then led, to be entrapped, and then accused of the crimes of the provocateurs and the FBI informants. We all know this is true. I have yet to meet anybody that has not come to the knowledge of that truth, that it was all orchestrated. We all know that. Who enticed them? Okay? What's also interesting is now they're putting Donald Trump is getting all the attention from the fake news outlets that he needs. You need to think this through. He keeps calling them fake news, but he is getting exposure at every given turn by the fake news. Now the fake news is trying to put Donald Trump in the position of the victim. Forget about January 6th. Forget about the fact that, friends, he is the father of the vaccine. Forget about the fact that he aided and abetted Article 3, Section 3, treason, friends. The Muslim Brotherhood within the United States, three times more than that of Barack Obama. Forget about the fact that he gave $600 million more to Planned Parenthood than Barack Obama. Forget about the fact that he never built one inch of that wall that he promised to do. That was going to be so easy. Don't forget about none of that. Don't forget about the fact that he is the most pro-Second Amendment president in American history, which makes no sense. Yet he undermined in his first 500 days of office the Constitution by creating 55 new unconstitutional policies that undermine the Second Amendment. I mean, do you want me to keep going on? He's called himself the most gay president in the history of America. I mean, should we keep going? I mean, the man that's been married three times that we know of, and it's interesting, the Lord said, if you marry and you get a divorce, you're committing adultery if you marry again, and yet this guy's done it three times, and that should tell you why the Lord put such a high standard on marriage, because the point is, if he can't be faithful to God, he can't be faithful to his wife, and if he can't be faithful to his wife, he sure as heck can't be faithful to his country, now can he? And that's exactly the fruit that we see coming from Donald Trump. But now Donald Trump, friends, just happens to be the victim. There's a new post going around, 2020 was rigged, your favorite president got blank. It's time we hammer down and nail these criminals. Well, I got a question for all you dim light bulbs. That's a nice way of saying you ignorant worshipers of Donald Trump. I got a question for you. How is it that Joe Biden got into office? Because Donald Trump told us that he was guilty of treason how many times? But yet he failed to bring that Department of Justice down upon the heads of either Joe or his son. Isn't that right? Yeah. Remember he promised to prosecute Hillary Clinton, and 41 seconds into it, he told his followers that that you can go online, cross-check everything I'm telling you. But isn't it interesting how he told them to go online in the first 41 seconds to find this? And he said that the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. That was 41 seconds into his victory speech as the president of the United States. He turns and he slaps his followers. I mean, folks, what is it that you don't understand with Donald Trump? He's an operative. He's betrayed the American people 100 times. This is the guy that's never sinned before. Remember, he never needed to forgive and forgiveness. And yet the Bible says that he who says he's not sinned is a liar and the truth is not in him in 1 John. Okay? So if you want to keep going on with your bad self and not understanding that this man is the controlled operative that you somehow or another trust, you must be doing that with your eyes closed tightly and your ears stuck on both sides. And do your best also to forget the 1,162 other presidential contenders that you never heard a word from. You never heard a word from. Here, I want to show you something, friends, in ending this show, because it applies to all of those that I highlighted. Remember how I showed you Elon Musk here? By the way, if you look up at his picture there, he's got his Baphomet outfit on. It's an upside-down cross on his chest with a goat head. And he's proclaiming to the world that he's a Satanist. We also know that, again, Elon Musk is a globalist. He wants to put a chip in every human being to control them and monitor them at all times. Okay? Just so you know who he is. Look at how he's quoting scripture. Jesus taught. Isn't it interesting how the devil will do that? Because if you see in Matthew 4, you'll see the devil did the same thing. He perverted scripture. He had the temerity to pervert scripture in the face of the Son of God, the Lamb of God, God incarnate. This is what Elon Musk is doing. This is what many of these globalists are doing, folks. They're brazen. They're unrepentant. In other words, they're going headlong into eternity. I would say this. To all of these that keep going on with their bad selves, I want to say this. You might want to consider those that are in hell right now, like the rich ruler the rich man in Luke 16, who said that he just wanted Father Abraham to go warn his brothers of the impending judgment that I am now enduring. But the Lord said, no, if they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Let me remind all of you that no man is able to save his soul alive. Let me remind all of you that want to keep daring the justice of God, your riches profit, not in the day of wrath. We know who you are. Those that are born of the Spirit of God see right through you for who you are. And you are those that don't understand because you cannot hear the voice of those that have gone before you and have made the gate and the roads to hell wide and broad. They are stringing out to you. What Bradley is saying right now is true. All the lights of the Bushes, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Gates, all those men that want to rule the world, they're all in hell right now, crying out to the rest of you that are playing a game with your eternity, saying, listen to what the Word of God says. What Bradley is saying is true. So it is true. It is true. I want you to listen to this carefully. This is Luke 11:42. This is the Lord rebuking the Pharisees and others that refuse to hear the Word of God for what it says. The first thing Jesus says is, woe unto you. He's pronouncing a curse. This is the New Testament. He said, woe unto you, you religious hypocrite. For you tithe mint and rue. You think that your tithes are going to oversee justice. The Lord is not one that you can buy off. There's no indulgence to turn away the wrath of God except the blood of Christ. It's a mockery, is what Christ is saying here. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over what? What did the Lord say? Listen to me, church. Listen to me, conservatives. Listen to me, patriots. You pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought you have to done and not to leave the other undone. But what did they do? They overlooked what the Lord said. You overlook judgment and the love of God. Love is the fulfilling of the law. To overlook judgment because of kindness is ridiculous, and love wounds itself by killing justice. Think, friends. Think. Hey, folks. Knowing the terror of the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:11 through 21, we persuade men. When we look at 2 Corinthians 5:10, what does it tell us? That we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he has done, whether it be good or bad. And why? Because when you look at Hebrews 9:27, it says all, folks, all of us are appointed once to die, and after this, the judgment. And notice in Revelation 21, starting in verse 5, what does it say? I'm sorry, verse 8, the first people that will face off with the Lord and will end up in hell because they chose to fear the face of man rather than the face of God. The first thing the Lord says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Who's the first one the Lord named? The fearful. You better fear God, Luke 12:4, and not the face of man. Love you by what we do in 1923.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.